What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Hello and welcome back to your Morning Boost, your essential daily guide to impactful school leadership. We wish you a happy day and a happy Wednesday, and today we're tackling the most high-stakes administrative role in the Title IX process. That is the decision maker. This role requires unwavering objectivity and a deep understanding of due process to ensure fairness for all parties, regardless of the investigative findings. Today, we'll unpack the critical standard of evidence used in K-12 settings, the preponderance of the evidence, and provide three procedural safeguards you must mandate to ensure the final determination is legally sound and ethically responsible. This clarity is paramount for protecting the rights of all students. So let's boost your knowledge on essential due process. The decision maker acts as the final arbiter of fact, tasked with reviewing all relevant evidence gathered by the investigator and in issuing a written determination regarding responsibility. Now, the most common standard of evidence used in K-12 schools is this preponderance of the evidence. This means the decision maker must determine if it is, quote, more likely than not, end quote, which really is over 50% likelihood that the sex-based harassment or discrimination has occurred. This is a lower standard than the beyond reasonable doubt that is used in criminal courts, and it requires specific focused training for your administrative team. The decision maker must objectively evaluate all relevant evidence, including both evidence that supports and evidence that contradicts the complaint, before reaching their conclusion. To ensure this objectivity, your first procedural safeguard should be mandatory training on that preponderance standard. The decision maker must receive dedicated training to understand that their role is not to simply validate the investigator's findings, but to weigh the evidence presented objectively against that more likely than not standard, consciously avoiding reliance on personal bias or assumptions about the parties. Moving on from training, the second critical safeguard is the written rationale requirement. The final determination must be issued in writing and contain the findings of fact, conclusions regarding whether the policy was violated, the specific disciplinary sanctions imposed, if there are any, and the clear rationale for the outcome. This detailed report forces the decision maker to demonstrate exactly how the evidence led to the conclusion, ensuring transparency. Finally here, enforce the exclusion of improper character evidence. Decision makers must be strictly trained to disregard evidence related to prior sexual history or character unless it is directly relevant to the incident being examined, such as the evidence used to show motive or maybe intent of one of the parties. When doing so, we are focusing only on the facts of the specific complaint, and this preserves the integrity of the determination. Think of a very powerful example in the written determination. If the decision maker simply states, the respondent is responsible because the complainant was credible, the determination is pretty weak. It should instead maybe state something like, the respondent is responsible because the witness A's testimony corroborated by the text messages, Exhibit C, these demonstrate by a preponderance of the evidence that the conduct occurred. As you can see, that procedural rigor is what will define your commitment to equity. Here's a powerful thought to take forward. While the decision-maker role carries immense responsibility, procedural justice is the ultimate guarantee of fairness. When you insist on clear standards and detailed written rationales, you are honoring the due process rights of every person involved. That commitment to fairness, even in the most difficult situations, is the true mark of exceptional leadership. You are building a system rooted in integrity. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow with even more on Title IX on your Morning Boost. But until that time, have an awesome day. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.